Welcome to Reflections on the Sunday Sermon. This week's episode is an entry and an exit. And they said, the Lord has need of it. Luke 19:34. We don't want to miss Jesus, Pastor Amy said at the beginning of Sunday's message. A small boy who had been too sick to attend Sunday school responded this way when his dad came home from church bearing palm leaves and explaining the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. The one Sunday I miss and Jesus comes, said the small boy. I settled into my pew to hear the beloved story we had heard before, the herald to our Lenten study in the days before Easter. As always, my thoughts turned to a verse seldom explained. The Lord has need of it. The owners of the colt did not question the disciples as they untied the animal. The disciples had not questioned whether the owners would let it go. The Lord, I thought to myself, has need of all of us. But do we respond? Do we miss Jesus because we do not answer the call? The people along the path didn't want to miss Jesus. They lined the rocky dirt road, cutting down palm branches, throwing their cloaks before the Messiah, and shouting, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Some of the Pharisees, those wet blankets, wanted Jesus to stop the people from their joyous celebration. But he answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." Jesus thus fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The arrival of the Messiah began a new chapter in the history of Israel. In 2025, it is still a call, Pastor Amy reminded us, to start something new. That was when our dear Amy told us that she herself would be doing something new and stepping down as the pastor of Atonement Methodist Church. Many were surprised, even stunned, by that announcement. The tears were not of joy, but of loss. She asked for our prayers as she faces some health challenges. She asked for our patience as leadership has changed. She asked us to continue our own walks of faith as she made, in her words, her triumphant exit. I want to concentrate on that triumphant exit. Amy has dedicated her last few years of her life to serving God. She has borne our various burdens as well as her own. She's led us into a new chapter as we transition from Church of the Atonement to Atonement Methodist. She has held hands with each of us, crying with us, praying with us, encouraging us, and rejoicing with us. She has not made the decision to retire lightly, but with the full knowledge that God has called her to step away for a period of rest. God needed Pastor Amy here at Atonement. None of us who attended and paid attention could possibly have missed Jesus, because she was always and everywhere, exuded his love and compassion to us. God will continue to have need of Amy as she rests, heals, and waits on the Lord. And what of you, dear friends, who have heard the words from our dear pastor's lips? Do others see the joy in us that the ancient believers displayed? Will we wait for the stones to cry out because we do not? Will we share the great things God has done for us, both as individuals and as a church? The Lord said, Amy Peters, I have need of you. And Amy responded, I am here, Lord, send me. Her words reflected those of Isaiah 6:8. Here I am, send me. God sent Amy to Atonement, to Hope Church, to Knollwood. We can honor Amy's legacy by starting something new. We can respond, as Amy did, to the Lord has need of you. What is God asking of you?